Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Steve, Sharpie, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
I always have to sing the welcome part. Mm. Welcome, everyone.
You should just invite us to dinner. We're hungry tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you hungry? We
had a little pre-show conversation, and it's not good.
We've been talking about food.
It's all about food.
I'm going to go downstairs and cook something now.
You're the only one with food right now. You've got your pita chips. Okay.
Yum, yum.
So today's topic is actually coming to us from a listener question. And the listener question comes to us from... Get my glasses focused. From Caroline. Caroline wants to know, what are the best counter service restaurants in each of the four parks for healthy meal options, such as salads, fruits and veggies, and baked or broiled whole grains, etc. type foods?
I need to know this too, because my cholesterol sucks.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
God. What's wrong with my cholesterol?
You know what's wrong with your cholesterol? It's called being in France for a month.
Well, your cookies don't help.
I'm sorry. You know what? If I had known, Lisa, I would have made healthy cookies.
Sharpie, what's your recommendation again?
A strict diet of Dole Whip.
Dole Whip is that on my
I don't think there's cholesterol in a Dole Whip.
I think you need to change a lot of things about yourself, and your diet is just one of them. You need to turn into one of those angry jogging dudes. You know the guys you see on the side of the road?
That's not Steve.
They're like running 10 miles and they look all mad because they're running. Mm-hmm. You need to do that every day.
This could be it. I could go from healthy quick
overrated.
Service. Yeah, it sounds like a great lifestyle change.
Lisa might kill
That's
him.
Why they're so angry.
Yeah. But they have low cholesterol. Mad.
They do, actually.
Oh, well.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the best counter service options for healthy food.
Knowing all of us, I'm pretty sure somebody else should have come in to do this show.
I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Just going to put that out there before we
If start. I have to eat at all these healthy food places and you guys get all the good stuff, it's going to really
damper
on my trip.
Yeah, we're going to send healthy options and we're going to get a burger.
Because when we're there, you're going to have... Lisa, we're going to have to keep an eye on him.
Maybe I can have tofu on a stick with sesame seeds on it.
God,
you guys
you know what?
Chocolate.
There's lots of cholesterol in sesame seeds.
But no, there's no cholesterol.
I'm making it up. I'm just trying to make him feel
Actually,
it.
You know what? A little seared tofu is fine for him because it doesn't have any animal products in it. That's his problem.
That sounds horrible.
Stop eating
it's
meat.
It's so good.
Turkey leg.
Cheese.
Turkey leg dipped in cheese.
Ice cream.
I think turkey leg's actually a pretty healthy choice. Right?
As long as it's deep fried.
No, I mean, seriously, it's all disgusting. Like that dark meat, so it's really bad.
Ugh.
Although, if you're into no carbs, it's a good deal.
Hmm. So what's your first quick service, healthy place, Lauren?
Which park are we in?
Whichever one you want.
I would have to go with Columbia Harbor House, just because it's usually my pick. Normally.
I love the fried shrimp. That's what I get every time.
I don't get the healthy option there, but
I did. See, I even went and got the healthy option there, and my cholesterol still sucked.
I have bad news. The tuna fish sandwich was not healthy because
I had
it's packed in oil
salad.
With mayo.
Wasn't it a salad with sliced tuna?
Oh, was it?
I think it was, and it was pretty good, and it was
healthy. The fish platter, I'm pretty sure, is really healthy.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so they have a veggie sandwich there that my vegan friend loves, and they have vegetarian chili there as well.
And they also have grilled salmon.
Yeah, that's what I had.
You know what else they have? Tears, because who wants to eat healthy on vacation? I'm kidding.
You know, you do all that walking.
Yeah, I do all the walking, too, and I ate the salmon.
I only lose 2 pounds away.
Yeah.
But they have salads, too.
Yep.
They also have chicken pot pie, which is the way I would go.
Chicken pot pie. Or the...
It has chicken in it. Chicken's a healthy white meat.
Yes, absolutely.
It does have chicken and vegetables.
Yummy.
It's not
and
like
gravy. It's got gravy.
Broccoli in it.
And broccoli. It's not like
can't go wrong with that.
Caramel covered cotton candy or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Caramel covered cotton candy, it doesn't really have high cholesterol. You could eat that.
Maybe I'm going around this the whole wrong way.
You should actually hire me as your dietitian. Okay,
that's
so
a good one.
You know what else we decided? Be our guest. Be our guest had that super healthy salad that you had.
I did have a good salad there too.
Yeah. You know what? I made fun of him for eating it. I was like, look at that.
Oh, and you had that strawberry salad over at the plaza.
Oh, he loved that.
That was good. Good.
Oh, we made fun of him for days about that.
Yeah. We're like, everyone else.
We haven't stopped.
Everyone else had like burgers and fries, and Steve's like, I'll have the salad with the dressing on the side.
I know. And it didn't help at all. I went and got my test results.
And the rest of us have good cholesterol.
It sucks.
And you know what? He's skinny. It's not like, you know what? You're a skinny guy. You're in decent shape. So
I did all that walking.
I think because you're so skinny, Steve, I think the cholesterol's concentrated.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to gain weight.
It could be.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah, because then my ratio will be better.
That's a good idea.
See, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It'll dilute your blood a little bit.
You're catching on.
Yeah, I'm the salad expert around the parks, evidently.
Go eat a bale of kale, Steve.
Kale.
But yeah, there are a lot of healthy options. And I like Be Our Guest because it wasn't traditional theme park food. It wasn't hot dogs, hamburgers. It was some variety. Tuna. Yeah, there was some tuna options, some fish options, some salads.
Cheesy soup. Oh, wait, that's not healthy.
There's some cheesy soup, yeah.
That was good.
Probably have to skip that. Yeah, so Magic Kingdom does have a lot of good options.
Actually, this is an excellent topic for you because having just gotten bad results from the doctor,
yeah,
you know, it's actually timely. Mm-hmm. So
look at all of the fun things I have to look forward to on my next trip.
I'm trying to think about my personal favorite place, which is Cosmic Rays. Anything healthy there? They have a grilled chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They have baked chicken as well.
Do they have what? They have the baked chicken. That's so good, especially the skin.
Yeah, it is really good. I normally don't like French green beans, but they have really good green beans.
Do you know what I think, though? I think those green beans are so good because they put a ton of butter on them.
See, had to go and ruin it.
Yeah.
See, we're trying to have a good show, and Chris Wood goes and ruins
it. I'm just saying that the one...
this talk of butter.
The one thing you really have to be careful of in the parks... And restaurants in general is butter. They just throw grease and butter and everything on all your food because it's easier to cook it that way.
And plus people are a little bit more willing to splurge on vacation.
Right. Especially at Disney because you do justify. You're like, oh, look at my Fitbit. It said I walked 17 miles a day.
Miles today.
Yeah. So you're definitely more inclined to kind
of. Let me ask you guys a question. The deluxe chili cheese dog is not the way to go for healthy options.
Take the cheese off it, and it's like the best thing ever.
Oh.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But you know what? Cosmic Rays has a couple options, too. They have
a
veggie burger and a veggie sandwich.
Oh, they do have a veggie burger. Mm-hmm.
They have a Greek salad, grilled chicken sandwich. They have a cucumber salad.
Mm.
Chili cheese fries. That applies, right?
Yes, because chili is got beans, and beans are healthy.
Beans and
turkey
potatoes.
Sandwich. So there's some options there.
Oh, the turkey sandwich is actually really good there. Well, and just about every quick service location does have a veggie burger, so that is an alternative. And I think they use the it's actually like a recognized brand. It's not like, you know, they make it themselves. It's like Garden Burger brand or something with the beans and the corn and stuff in it.
Like a Boca Burger type thing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, and those aren't bad. You can also get, you know, if you're trying to not eat wheat or something, you can get gluten-free buns just about at every location.
Hmm.
So,
Sharpie, what's your favorite healthy quick service in any of the parks?
In any of the parks, it would have to be Sunshine Seasons. They have great, great, great food. Tons of options. I really like that the kitchen is totally open so you can see how they're cooking things. Really, really, really good food. Very, very, I think they have a lot of options that are very, diet conscious.
They do.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I never realized? Uh-huh. And I'm looking at their menu. I never realized that, they serve breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
one of the best
meals I've ever had there was breakfast. It's really good.
It's one of the few places in Epcot to get breakfast.
And it's actually fairly reasonably priced, I think.
Yeah, so if people don't know, it's in the Land Pavilion down below. They've got like a food court area with a bunch of really good options.
Main level.
That would have come in handy, Chris, when I was trying to find some place to feed your kids that one morning.
Oh, yeah, no, because they like unhealthy food, so.
We ended up feeding them at Starbucks.
Why didn't you just take them to Chick-fil-A?
Now, I'm gonna go off the beaten path here, and can I throw a resort in? I'm going to. I like Art of Animation, how you can't, they've got a lot of unique foods over there in the food court, but my favorite would be the salad area where you can tell them how you want your salad made and they make it.
They also have the yogurt bar, which is really good in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And they've got that over at Beach Club too. So resorts, good option.
That sounds good.
Pancakes.
A couple more weeks, I'm going to be getting my yogurt bar for breakfast every morning.
What do they have on the yogurt bar? Like fruit and yogurt?
They have all different fruit and granola and like different like flax nuts and things that you can get. Yeah, it's really good. And it's kind of like you just tell them what you want mixed in with it.
I get my daily serving of muesli.
My God, it's so good.
Muesli?
I think Steve just created a brand new type of laxative.
Muesli actually sounds like something that happens when your throat is like, ugh. It's a Yiddish word. It's a Yiddish word, actually. I've got muesli.
Okay. What about over at Hollywood Studios? Any healthy?
There's
options?
No good food over there.
You know what? No, because we looked up.
Food is the food you bring with you.
We found out that ABC Commissary, which we always bash,
it's awful,
actually has some healthy options.
They
Lauren,
do?
What'd you find?
Do you think that's why you've never liked it?
They
could
have.
Be. One of the most depressing meals I've ever had at Hollywood Studios or in any Disney park was at Hollywood Studios with Lauren at the ABC Commissary while her kids ate those sad nuggets. Remember we just sat there and it was like so
tape. We were taping a live show that day. It was me, you, and Bob, I think.
I know. But the thing is that the food was so bad and your kids were so depressed.
And it was pouring out that day.
I know. Yeah. Sorry. Totally digress.
Okay. So they have, Lisa, say it for me. Couscous.
No, Chris says this.
Oh, quinoa and couscous.
Yes. And arugula salad. And they have it with chicken or with salmon or plain. And then they also have a seafood platter with fish only. And they have a chicken club, which I'm sure you can dummy down to make a little bit healthier.
So you get to kill your own chicken?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That sounds awesome. We're in chicken clubbing.
Farm-raised chicken clubbing.
So you know what I think is a big pitfall that people fall into is Caesar salad. Because you get Caesar salad and you think it's good.
With
and they
dressing.
Put all that. Yeah. So if you're going to get a salad, you're definitely going to want to ask for all that dressing on the side, just like Steve does, actually. Put the dressing on the side, please.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle it. I'm going to have a stroke.
What about Katsura Grill? They have sushi, don't they?
Where's that?
In Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They used to have sushi all the way up top. Oh, yeah, and they have sushi in that little whatever it is over there on the left. You can get sushi.
Little place? That's so cute up there. The little Japanese, like with the outdoor garden.
Up there.
Yeah, it's adorable. We never eat there.
I don't think people know it's there.
Yeah.
We went in.
They have a nice bathroom.
We went in once or twice. Yeah, they do have sushi there, but it's expensive, and they just have some very basic, like California roll type of stuff. But that's definitely a good healthy option. Did we cover Animal Kingdom? Anything
we
in Animal Kingdom?
We didn't hit Animal Kingdom.
Nope. The only one I see in Animal Kingdom that looks like it's got anything that's somewhat healthy is Restaurantsaurus.
Restaurantsaurus.
Mm-hmm. They have grilled chicken sandwich. They have a black bean burger. For kids, they have like turkey wraps. I don't see anything else there, really.
I don't know how healthy it would be, but over at Rainforest Cafe, they have a salad, the China Island salad. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Love that. You know, you get your greens anyway. I don't know if that dressing is doing you any good, but it's a good salad.
I'm guessing the house-made waffle bowl is not going to be a healthy option.
Yummy.
That's unfortunate.
We need to do something about that.
Do you remember Figaro fries? No one remembers Figaro fries from over in Magic Kingdom with the bacon, ranch, and cheese on top of the fries. Yeah, you don't want those.
Oh.
But you can order them. You can ask for them still.
Mr. Kamal's has a good snack place in Asia. They have edamame.
Oh, that's
hummus.
Good.
Oh, that's good. Well, yep. They've got that one booth, that snack booth.
That's what this is.
Okay. They've got a lot of stuff over there.
Oh, the booth where you get like oranges and
we got watermelon there. Gluten-free crackers or something.
Okay.
Do you know what they don't have a lot? Like when you're in Disneyland, and they do have one of these places in the Magic Kingdom in Liberty Square, they have that big fruit stand.
Yeah.
But in Disneyland, they have them all over the place.
There's a lot more healthy options in Disneyland.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Mm-hmm. So we would.
It's the whole California way of life, I think, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they just have better quick service in general, but then we have better table service on our side.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, you have to look at the target visitor there too. The target visitor there is buying food for the day instead of planning a meal because they're on vacation.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That is actually a really good point. Plus, I don't think Californians mess around. You know, they always have a great, they have access to really good produce and really nice food in general. So they're not going to go into a park and be like, you know, just culturally different, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoyed it. Even like just they had like meat on a stick that was fairly healthy.
Yeah, the corn dogs.
The corn dogs, which are disgusting.
Those are awesome in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Disneyland corn dogs. I honestly haven't had a corn dog since I left Disneyland.
That's good.
And I don't think I'll have one until I go back. Because they're that amazing.
I have never had a corn dog in my life and I'm not going to start. They just look disgusting.
See, that's what's wrong with you, Chris.
Is that the only thing?
I knew there was something like inherently wrong with you, and it's that you've never had a corn dog.
There's way more things wrong with her than that.
Right. I think the corn dog might be the tip of the iceberg. It could be.
I think we need to get a corn dog in Chris Wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she
that
said.
Could go so many ways.
Thank you.
Get your mind out of the gutter and the deep fryer.
Who said it was in the gutter? You went there, not me. I made Rich buy a corn dog just so I could taste it because I'm very particular about things like that.
All right, let's change this topic.
Bunch of weirdos.
Chris doesn't prefer corn dogs at all. And Lauren is very picky about her corn dogs.
I don't, they just look disgusting.
I'll have mine with ketchup, thank you.
You know, I had one when we were there. We were out there, and I don't know.
How do you like your corn dog?
Oh, heavens.
This is like that churro one. Remember that churro joke we had months ago? I don't even remember what it was, but I was the butt of that as well. Mm-hmm. My eye's twitching. It just started. It's like.
Mm-hmm. Should we go on to our other topic, which was short and long cruises?
Because we really covered this one so well.
I think we got some decent healthy options.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Just order from gardengrocer.com. If you want some healthy food, or go to California, that's really the solution.
Well, you can bring in your own healthy snacks. Yes. Bring in some of your own healthy snacks. Go to the fruit carts.
Okay.
So, Steve, you were going to give some final thoughts on this since you're like the health. You're like Richard Simmons.
Oh, just
Slim someone. Good Body, I think is a better.
Not Slim Good
Body. That's his new nickname.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
No, just my final, some tips are if you can't find a quick service place, you can always bring in some healthy snacks with you. And then they always have these kind of fruit stands where you can get a apple or banana or watermelon and those type things as well to supplement.
I'm going
to
jump in.
A frozen banana with chocolate. That's my
dessert option when I'm trying to be good.
Really?
I will get the frozen banana.
I don't like the texture because I'm biting into it and expecting ice cream and instead I get banana.
Yeah.
Like my face, my brain knows what I'm getting, but the rest of me thinks, where's the ice cream?
Mm. But the one time we were at Animal Kingdom, and we ended up at the fruit cart. There was a fruit cart, and we got some pineapple and some strawberries. And, you know, I'm cringing at the thought of spending $5 on this and $5 on that. And it Oh, we got watermelon.
Yeah, the watermelon was good.
Yeah. And I was very happy in the end because we would have spent just as much on junk.
Yeah.
And we actually got something cool, refreshing, and good for us. So I was happy. Mm-hmm.
But frozen bananas are so appealing.
Oh, boy. Just had to let it slip, wouldn't you? Didn't you?
Oh, I did. When it comes to puns, I go bananas.
Okay, I'm not even. I'm pretending that you didn't say that.
Stop all the monkey business, Chris, and let's get back on track here.
Steve is drawing what is possibly the ugliest Mickey ever. It's like this Mickey with these massive, oversized ears and a maniacal face.
Yeah. He's very good. Oh, and a bow tie.
Yeah.
Very nice. Kind of looks like... Oh, boy. Anyway, I think it's time to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can go over to iTunes or to mousechat.net and download them. We thank you for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.